And here we continue with part two on the story about the medical doctor who just wanted to kick Padre Pio. This is from the book The Amazing Miracles of Padre Pio, and that is by Frank Reger. Hello, I'm Edward Urban, and in our YouTube channel, we investigate the life of the Capuchin monk and miracle worker, Padre Pio, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a family member or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then please do follow this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And if you're new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe. And of course, we see that a number of people have been enrolling for our Padre Pio apostolate, and that really encourages us. But we ask everyone else who hasn't enrolled, then do enroll your mass prayer intentions. Now, in the previous video, we saw how Massimo had been struck down with brain cancer in the prime of his life. He was just 21 years old, and he was studying medicine. And this should have been a time of opportunities, when the world of opportunities was opening to him, and he was just struck down. And this was confirmed by various specialists, both in Switzerland and in London, that he only had a few months to live. Thereafter, Massimo's parents were kept somewhat in the dark about Massimo's situation, until another doctor visited, and then this doctor visited and said, medicine can no longer help. Only a miracle can help in this situation. And he encouraged them to pray for a miracle. So how beautiful is it to find a believing doctor in this situation really helped them. Shortly thereafter, there were 10 devout members of their family gathered in the room, in Massimo's bedroom, to pray the rosary for Massimo. And they placed a handkerchief on Massimo's head. And this handkerchief previously had touched the stigmatized hands of Padre Pio. They placed it on his head. And then, at that point, the atheistic doctor stormed back into the room, ranting at everyone, but in particular at the retired army colonel, who was a spiritual child of Padre Pio, and who had brought the handkerchief relic, and told him that he wanted to give both him and Padre Pio a good kick, just to sort them out. Well, the doctor had barely finished pronouncing these words when Massimo yelled, "Mama, Papa, I can see you." Remember, he had just gone blind, but now he could see them. And he's tried to stagger to his feet. Well, the uncle doctor grabbed Massimo under the armpits and helped him to the bed so that he would not fall down, and placed him on the bed. And then, totally bewildered, the doctor, feeling pale and drained, cast himself into a chair. This was something beyond him, he could not explain. And minutes later, Massimo continued. He had for a long time been fed intravenously, and now he said to his mother that he would like something to eat. Of course, she was beside herself, crying with tears of joy. She rushed out to prepare for him a little pastina, which he eagerly consumed. And for once in a long time, he did not bring his food up. It stayed down. And then as the days passed, Massimo just continued to get better and stronger before their very eyes. And after 3 weeks, he was given another set of x-rays and tests, the same as before. And this time, you guessed it, the tumor had completely disappeared. But something else. With that, the atheism of the doctor had also completely disappeared. And as he said, my transition to Christianity was in fact so rapid that I did not even notice it. It seemed to me, in fact, that I had always been a Catholic. And soon after, he was asleep in his room now, doesn't say how many days later, one evening, he was awakened and someone was calling his name. So startled, he woke up and he thought perhaps it's Maximo's father. And now he was wide awake, and then he heard the same voice again. But this time it said, "Don't forget that I am waiting for you because you promised to give me a good kick." We can guess who that was. Immediately aware of who it was, he packed his bag. It was 2 a.m. in the morning. He took a taxi and he rushed straight to the Termini station in Rome. He boarded the trains for Foggia. That's the hop past 3 a.m. train. He boarded it and he arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo about noontime. And he went straight to the Friary, St. Mary of the Graces, Our Lady of the Graces. And in the afternoon, Padre Pio came down from the cell to hear the confessions of the men. And he walked straight up to Massimo's uncle, even though he had never seen the uncle before. Remember, the doctor had didn't know what the inside of a church looked like. Padre Pio walked straight up to him, took him by the arm, took him to confession, and the man went down on his knees. And then Padre Pio said to him, "Here I am. I am yours." And then he said, the doctor cried for a long time as Padre Pio talked to him, saying, "Do not torment yourself, because you have time, plenty of time ahead to make amends. Be calm, because you are neither the worst nor the last. And in fact, you were confounded because you were not meant to be as you were." So perhaps that explains why he exploded at those signs of fanaticism. He was not meant to be as he was. And he said, "Now that you're here, I can tell you some really beautiful news." So this is Padre Pio speaking, continuing. "Your father, who was an atheist as well as you were, is saved and is with your mother." Somehow Padre Pio had knowledge of this, but it must be very beautiful news to hear something like that. And he continued, "So now you can see that the mercy of God is great and that he in fact abandons no one." And Padre Pio continued, "You know, at this very place we are in the process of constructing a hospital for the relief of the suffering of many poor people. And since you are a medical doctor, I would like it very much if you would come and work at our hospital." So how did the doctor respond? I mean, this is the first time he's met Padre Pio. And he said, "Padre, there is nothing in the world that I would like more. There is nothing in the world that will make me leave this place. I will stay here until I die, and you can do with me as you will." And so that is the story that the gentleman with the handkerchief told Alfredo. He related to Alfredo. And of course, this makes one think way back to the apostolic times in the book of Acts from the Bible, Acts 19, in fact, and there it's written, "And God wrought by the hands of Paul more than common miracles, so that even there were brought from his body to the sick handkerchiefs, and the diseases departed from him, and the wicked spirits went out of them." And isn't that exactly what Padre Pio had done? He had taken this person with good spirit, but he was an atheist and opposed to religion, and he had converted him to become one of his devout followers who right there and then would give up his life, his medical practice, to come and work here in Padre Pio's monastery, and nothing would make him depart thereafter. Isn't that an incredible story? So please do watch some of our other videos, our most popular video, and also a video on how to enroll for the Padre Pio apostolate.